We're talking with Melody Craigenbrink this morning. And Melody, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Melody is going to talk with us about supplemental courses, which were courses that were tailored primarily for businesses. And before we'd start, Melody, I'd like to tell us a little bit about how you came to the college and what you'd been doing before joining the college, and in what year was that?
I joined DMAC in December of 1967, and I had had two kinds of occupational experiences prior to that time. One, I had been a classroom instructor in southern Iowa in high school business, and second, I had office experience for a utility company here in Des Moines.
This must have been quite a new field for you, and I don't think probably too many of our listeners know what supplemental courses meant at Des Moines Area Community College at that time, and what were they designed to do, purposes, and so on. Could you just fill us in a little bit on all of that?
Well, for one thing, supplemental was always a questionable word, so we used the term short courses to describe what we were doing. And basically, we were a supplemental or an extra component for DMAC students. The full-time programs utilize the facilities and the equipment primarily from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And then the locations, the rooms, and again, the equipment, they were available for working adults. And so our department, the Career Supplemental Department, offered non-credit courses designed for working adults. And we held them not only at DMAC, but also at company sites. And that part grew and grew as time went on. Sometimes the most exciting part to me in the early days would be to make visits to companies. We have a lot of insurance companies in Des Moines, and to visit with them and tell them where we were in temporary quarters. I was officed in a grocery store, and then tell them what it was going to be. And now looking back, those visions did come into being, and that's been an exciting part.
Could you talk a little bit about how the there were several other people working with you at the time. How did you divide up the areas of responsibility, or how was it structured in terms of the businesses and their interests?
Okay, we had by occupational categories.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
Those were trade and industrial, business and management, office, food service, and health occupations. And so we had people with expertise in all those. A primary criteria for being a coordinator or an instructor was to have work experience. And so individuals needed at least 3 years of work experience in the area in which they were working. We hired people from not only companies, but also some of our full-time instructors would come into night. But our instructors came from backgrounds such as managers, supervisors, production workers, nurses, doctors, journeymen, secretaries, small business owners, and consultants. We really had a diversity, and that was a plus because we were learning from each other. And that's another thing that was exciting about the early days, and I'm sure it is now as well, but there was a lot of teamwork going on. We did whatever it took in order to give a good experience to the learner.
Was there a good turnout right away? Did the programs grow very rapidly that first and second year?
They did, and they continued to grow over the years. I was affiliated with that focus for around 12, 13 years. Mm-hmm. And we started out with just a couple of people, and then we were up near a dozen people as far as coordinators. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the work was large enough that we could identify people that could serve Polk County only, and then we had other individuals that were serving all of the other counties in our district, 10 counties outside of Polk County.
Well, it sounds like it was a marvelous organization and very, very successful, and we're just about at the end of our interview time here. Are there some memories that you would like to share as we close?
I think I have many happy memories. The people that I had an opportunity to work with not only helped the working population here in the area grow, but also helped me grow personally. And for that, I have been appreciative.
Well, thank you very much. And we've been talking with Melody Powell Craigenbrink, who was one of the first short course coordinators at Des Moines Area Community College.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.